This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Pistachio craze hits peak as Aussie-made Pistachio Pappy lands in Woolies nationwide. If you've noticed pistachio cropping up in your desserts, your croissants, your ice cream, your toothpaste, okay, maybe not toothpaste yet, you're not imagining things. The pistachio wave is real and it's global, and now it's slathering itself onto Aussie supermarket shelves in the form of Pistachio Pappy, the cult spread that's been causing green-tinted mayhem online and in boutique fridges since its viral debut. Yep. Woolworths has finally given in to the pistachio mob, officially rolling out Pistachio Pappy in over 1,000 stores across Australia this week, with both the smooth and crunchy jars available for just $12. That's a steal compared to the usual 20-plus Shopify hustle. So what's the big deal with pistachios? Once the domain of mid-tier gelato and suspicious baklava, the humble pistachio has been reborn thanks to TikTok, Italian pastry trends, and a growing obsession with nutty but not peanut flavours. Green is the new beige, and pistachio, it seems, is the new salted caramel. Global collabs have sealed the deal, with pistachio making guest appearances in Krispy Kreme donuts, Yoichi frozen yogurt, and even high-protein supplements. That's right, buff boys and basic bakers, unite. But let's rewind to 2022. That's when founder Christopher Sarpa and his mate Mark, let's call him the cautious realist, started mucking around with pistachio paste. One of them dreamt big national supermarket takeover. The other thought a few Shopify orders a week would do just fine. That dream got real fast when their first batch sold out online in 4 minutes. Then came the in-store mob scene at Melbourne's La Manna Grocer. "I've never seen a launch like this. How do I be part of this?" said grocer boss Patrick La Manna. They had a hit. From there, it was pistachio pandemonium, cross-brand collabs, influencer love, allegedly contributing to a global pistachio shortage, their words, not ours. And now a green tidal wave into the mainstream and Woolies aisles. We're now stocked nationally, launching into international markets and still just getting started, said the brand in a statement on social. Malaysia, Singapore, Dubai, and Hong Kong are next in line. That's not just nuts, it's a full-blown nut renaissance. So what does this mean for food innovation? Well, for starters, we may be reaching the peak paste era, where hyper-focused, culturally resonant condiments go mainstream, then global. Pistachio Pappy's success says a lot about the modern consumer, who are saying we're bored of the basics. We crave aesthetics, we want indulgence and story. And we're willing to pay $12+ for a 200-gram jar of green goo that promises both. The fact that Woolworths leaned in shows just how fast viral turns viable. And for the alt-dairy and plant-based sector, take notes. Pistachio isn't meat, but it's another reminder flavour trends drive category change. Think beyond the burger. There's magic and margin in the margins. Whether you're spreading it on toast, mixing it into gelato, or eating it straight from the jar like a crypto-rich raccoon, Pistachio Pappy just made your pantry a little greener and a lot more interesting. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.